Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, today's cattle futures market bounced back after selling off yesterday. The October lives were up 55 at 105.25, December live cattle up 42 at 109.57, and then the feeder cattle were up $1.27 in September at 139.67, and October is up 145 at 139.70, and then out in the spring, of course, with the wheat pasture cattle, we start to watch the March, April, and May. March was $1.72 higher at 138.47, April $1.70 higher. And then box beef at midday, choice was up about 220, down 262, select at 207.47. That was down about 4 cents at the midday boxed beef. And then we had the packer margins today. We're estimated at $353 a head, down from yesterday's 363, but that's still a really high number, obviously. And then the slaughter today was 119,000. Today, a week ago, it was 118,000. So we're catching back up with our slaughter area at this point. And then technically speaking here, we had a really big move in the hogs today. The December hogs are up the limit at 62.85, going to their highest level since about March following reports of an African swine fever case in Germany and a wild pig. So keep watching that story.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas.
Well, the grain futures markets were mixed going into tomorrow's USDA report. The corn market lifted today about 5 cents in December at 365.5. There's talk that China was at the Gulf of Mexico buying corn this morning, and so that lifted the basis or the Gulf bid, which in turn increased the futures market. But the beans were less fortunate here, down 1 to 2 cents. Chicago wheat was up 5 with December at 548.75. December Kansas City up 3.75 at 474.75. The wheat caught a bid early this morning and overnight following a Saudi Arabia tender to buy about 750,000 metric tons of wheat. That lifted that market and stayed strong all day, even though it was roughly 11 cents off the high earlier from earlier in the day. And December cotton gave some back. It was up 61 at 64.81. Tomorrow morning, we've got a USDA report, which is expected to decrease the corn and bean yield and then trickle down to decrease the overall production for those two crops following the dry area and also the storm that took out a large part of Iowa's crop. So be interesting to see what we do here. It looks like everybody thinks the USDA will lower it just because pretty widespread thought that there was major damage.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.